From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The United States and its European allies are urging Russia to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. In a joint statement released late Saturday, foreign ministers from the United States, France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and high representatives of the European Union pushed Moscow to support humanitarian assistance, stop bombings on Syrians, and renew truce efforts. The allies maintained their commitment to dismantle the Islamic State group and asked Russia to focus on al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria. Britain, France, and the United States have called an emergency session of the UN Security Council Sunday morning to address the crisis. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday show a deadly confrontation between police and Keith Lamont Scott, a 43-year-old black man who was shot to death Tuesday, triggering riots in North Carolina's largest city. Kerr Putney is the chief of Charlotte Police.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
The two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from officers confronting Scott were released Saturday after days of calls by protesters to make the footage public. One of the videos shows Scott getting out of his car and turning to his left, standing in the parking lot for about 3 seconds before he's shot and seen falling to the ground. A second video does not show Scott before he's on the ground. The audio on this video has been removed for the first 23 seconds. A fifth day of protests against the shooting was largely peaceful. VOA News. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. However, Islamic State, a Sunni group, considers Iraq's Shiite majority to be the apostates and regularly targets them with bombings in crowded areas of Baghdad. Iraqi forces, backed by coalition airstrikes, have been fighting Islamic State militants since they captured large parts of Iraq more than 2 years ago. A gunman has killed a prominent Jordanian writer in front of the courthouse where the writer was facing charges that a cartoon posted on his Facebook page was offensive to Islam. Nahed Hattar was shot and killed Sunday in front of Amman's Palace of Justice. The shooter was arrested, according to the state news agency Petra. Hattar, who was a Christian, said the cartoon was intended as a mockery of jihadists. The cartoon showed an Arab man with 2 women asking God to bring him a drink. Speaking of the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, U.S. President Barack Obama said their history is central to America's history, dating back to the country's traditional founding fathers.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
Obama pointed out the highs and lows of being black in America, from slavery and Jim Crow segregation to voting rights and election of the first black president. After years in the making, the newest museum on Washington's National Mall, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, officially opened to the public on Saturday. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will suspend weekend preparations for Monday's presidential debate when they meet separately Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a key U.S. ally in the Middle East. Netanyahu's office declined to say where the meetings with the two presidential candidates will take place. The meeting with Trump, the Republican nominee, was arranged after Trump's campaign staff telephoned Netanyahu's office after finding out the Israeli leader was scheduled to meet with Clinton, his Democratic opponent. A 20-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with a shooting spree at a mall in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington. Arjun Jetlin of Oak Harbor, Washington, was apprehended Saturday nearly 24 hours after the massive manhunt for him had begun. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.